Linda Evans, EVANS, Linda, 5/17/24, 11/7/61. Our patient is a 63-year-old woman, comes in with cough, congestion, ear infection, sore throat. Patient has not had a doctor's office for years. Lost her husband 4 years ago. She's a little bit depressed, but not suicidal. Here, new paragraph. She has not had any pap smear, pelvic exam, colonoscopy, or mammogram, and she's not interested and doesn't want to talk about it. Allergy, none. Family history, coronary artery disease. Mom and dad died of heart problems 4 years apart. They were in their 70s and 80s. Last period under social, 2014. She smokes half a pack or more a day, doesn't drink on a regular basis. She lives alone. She complains of being lonely. Surgery, hysterectomy, medical problems. She has hypertension. She says my blood pressure goes up and down, but she never does anything about it, period. COVID immunization, none. Today, she weighs 123 pounds. She says her weights have been pretty stable, 98%, 98.2, 18, 59, 1, 56 over 90. Heart positive, swollen positive, still lungs are clear. Abdomen, soft skin, shows no rash. TMs are red. Pressure and pharynx is red. And inflammatory, non-focal. Number one, cough. Number two, congestion. Next one is bronchitis. Next one is LEPAC. Next one is Medrol Dospac. Next one is lisinopril, 10 milligram. Next one is come back in 1 week. Next one is if not better, we'll do a chest x-ray. Next one is she only wants to have a blood work done. Next number, mammogram refused. Next one is colonoscopy refused. Next one is Cologuard refused. Next number, I had to talk her for 10 minutes to let me put her on some blood pressure medicine. She doesn't really want to do anything after her husband died, she says. Next number, she does have 5 children. Next number, the kids come around and help her, but she still complains of loneliness. Next number, she has no chest pain, shortness of breath, nausea, vomiting. Next number, with history of hypertension, she does have LVH on her echocardiogram. Next number, no renal vascular hypertension noted. Next number, there's lymphadenopathy in the neck related to her sinus infection. Next number, carotid ultrasound looks great in face of vertigo, most likely related to her sinus infection. Next number, upper and lower extremity pain, multifactorial. Minimal PVD, no DVT seen. Next number, no evidence of aortic aneurysm in face of uncontrolled hypertension. Next number, findings discussed with patient at length before leaving. Next number, come back next week to go over blood work and check the blood pressure on lisinopril, 10 milligram once a day. Next number, finish ZPAC and Medrol Dospac. Next number, lots of liquid. Thank you.